Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Blooming here in Budai. We're really excited to go along the next adventure. We're transforming, we're resolving, we're dissolving, and we're sprouting up in new cellular structures. So it's exciting. You know, in Gaia itself, the inhabitants are creating new forms, new beings of wonderment in the forms of different animals are starting to manifest, different plant species are starting to manifest. There is so much more. Different seeds are integrating and creating new forms in that way as well. So there's so many ways we can choose to ignite our creativity, cosmically speaking. And coming from a quantum field of physics, then there's an understanding there is infinite dimensions. Equally, there is infinite gateways to travel through that are part and parcel of Gaia itself. And as a being within the realms of frequencies that inhabit Gaia, then it's exciting. It's exciting to be a participant. It's exciting to be part of that change. It's exciting to just be the presence itself, moment to moment. And even when we slide out of that presence and get caught up in nanoseconds of chaos, we can then ease ourselves back into the state of presence and become very consciously sound, list of sound frequency vibration. So we thought we'd share the next part of the journey. 2021 is exciting. And even though we come from the timelessness of things, there is a timeliness to everything that manifests. And the more we place our intention and express ourselves in that timeliness and within that timelessness, the more we expand our manifestations and the ability to create in different ways. So this brings us to our next stage. So in 2021, we start on another adventure. We're doing a cross-pollination project with one drone bee who is part of a wider community, as all bees and the symbiotic natural world is in the ecology of existence. And we're also going to be starting to work on our Desert Dirt Pea Pod project. So that project was based on the form and mirroring the shape of the desert dirt pea flower, and it has six movable rotational petals that you can move according to where the sun is. So in that, there's two different stories of windows that are circular. So on a desert dirt pea flower, there's what they call the bose, B-O-S-E, pronounced different ways by different people. So that sort of blackish sort of circle that sits on the flower. So Google the flower if you're not sure what it looks like. It's such a tiny flower, but it thrives in arid regions, and it's like a goes along the ground, but it's very, very, it's really exquisite and really, really beautiful in when you really look at the flower. It's part of the Fabiaceae family. It's yeah, just a little bit different, but its ability to not only survive but thrive. And because that's where we come from, you know, it's so easy in the world to become a survivor and get through your life through surviving experiences rather than thriving in them. So in 2021, we go on the next stage. We were doing some sketch-ups in the beginning of this year, and then it sort of ebbed a little bit. And from February onwards, we'll be going deeper into that journey, doing more designs and really getting stuck into the interior of that. So it has two different levels. On each level, within each petal, like, so there's the six petals, and within between those panels of petals, there's a huge window. So there's six windows all together, top and bottom. So that means there is a beautiful tapestry of light. So no matter where it's nestled into in the ecosystem, you can the sunlight and the moonlight creates these tapestries that mirror and reflect within the interior of the pod, which is quite exciting because all those tapestries of light have different frequencies of vibrational sound waves. And so as vibrational beings, we can communicate, collaborate, and connect within our own symbiotic flow. And that's a little bit different because even though there's an awareness that vibrational frequency is very important in our moment to moment because it's what our physical structure is made up of, it's still not really mirrored in the vast architectural world. In other words, the way places are designed, it takes in certain light aspects and how the energy flows through regarding the breezes and things like that. But what it doesn't fully express is how when those energies from the lunar and the sun are drawn into the building and then reflected through the trees and the bushes, the shrubs that also have different tapestries of sound, and they are infused into the internal dwelling, then that brings a really strong radiance and a strong vibration, a vibrational sound wave and a tapestry of frequencies into a beautiful play of light that is very healed, not healing but healed. So holistically, it is really an amazing sense of well-being. These places are elevated off the ground, so they're placed on plinths and they can be at any height. So they can go up into the canopy of trees or they can just be 1, 2, or 3 meters off the ground. It really depends. The size is variable according to whatever size is required, but they can also be interconnected by breezeways. So it just depends on what you want to use the space for. We're looking at creating a series of them where the breezeway is connected to, say, a separate bathroom and that's all-encompassing, and then maybe a viewing platform connected to the living and kitchen area, then connected to a bedroom or two. And it's sort of done like that, and that's so we can weave it through different pathways of where maybe the shrubs are or the trees are on the property. So it's an exciting project. It's an interesting project that we're still navigating what materials to use, how we would complete the first prototype. But it is really exciting, and it's using materials that are already here in this world and also an understanding of how we can create through Gaia's energy itself to bring a sense of wonderment into the resonance within the particles of the materials we use. So that's the second thing we'll be doing between the B project and that. And the next project we'll be doing is working on expressing through the vegetation of this world. In other words, being based in the plant world, in energetic streams, we really love the way the communication is flowing and channeled from one particle to another, no matter what the form is, whether it's a bee, a flower, a leaf, a trunk of a tree, the bark, and all the insects that flow in and out of that, the birds, the soils, all of those that make up nature itself communicate. And so part of the third wave of creativity is creating a film that embodies that understanding. So they're three quite exciting and what feels right now quite large projects, but really when you're taking the action steps one by one, then you know it takes the word big out of the projects and just simply allows the excitement to rise and shine every moment. It also creates a passion about getting involved, getting up every morning and starting work on the project or whichever project given where the energy is being allocated at any given nanosecond. So that's what we wanted to share first up. The next thing we wanted to share is there's a slight shift in the way we create our podcasts. In 2021, we'll be starting a series of shares and communications. Some would say it's an interview, but not really. It's like friends getting together and having a conversation that other people might be interested. There is a person by the name of Dan who is a bushwalker. He is a bush regenerator. He's an environmentalist and so much more. And he has, if you want to check it out on YouTube, Hawley Hikes is one of his projects where he uploads places he's traveled and where he's hiked. There are some picturesque, beautiful energy in the filming of those videos, so feel free to check it out. And you know, there's something in there. There was one video that we looked at, and there's this beautiful shot of a flower, and that you could just feel its vibrational flow coming at you as you gaze upon it in this video. So check his out. It's Hawley Hikes. Hawley Hikes, H-A-W-L-E-Y Hikes, H-I-K-E-S on YouTube. Well worth looking at, and I'm sure he's about to upload more in the coming year. So he'll be one of the guest speakers. We'll also have a beautiful naturopathist and also a homeopath and herbalist coming on board by the name of Nikki, who's also very entrenched and immersed into Ayurveda. So she's currently presiding in a beautiful apothecary in a place called Swansea here on the Central Coast. And she'll be coming on board and we'll be having a conversation with her about energy, what it is to work with the herbal world of our plant life, and also just the journey itself, because you know, we're all on a journey. Even when we don't realize it, we're all going to different places at different times, sometimes crossing paths, then moving on, and you know, it's like this beautiful dance, coming together, going off, down, coming together and going off. And in those experiences, we're always learning, expanding and grow, blossoming and blooming. And that's exciting. So sometimes it's nice to hear, especially if you're in the cusp of change, or maybe you're changing your work-life balance, maybe you're changing the kinds of work you're getting involved in, maybe you're on the way to doing something that you really, really love but have held back because of whatever reason. Whether you think it's financial, or you just think you've passed it, or maybe you're on a new journey, maybe you've just left school. It could be any reason. It could be that you felt a little bit isolated with what's been going on around the world. But on that note, whenever we feel isolated, it's just to remember that we're pure presence and that we're always connected. It's just coming back into that self-awareness that we are the presence itself, and then you can feel yourself relax, feel the lightness and playfulness and joy of being simply present. And in that, all wonderful things can manifest. No matter what's going on your external world, you can create through your perception the most magical world that you would ever like to be in, and then thrive in it. So they're the main things we wanted to share. The next thing is going into a greater understanding of the quantum field. By the very definition of quantum physics or quantum field, it means really that there's infinity times infinity, because what we think we know in a nanosecond can change because we've already expanded from that original point of reference where we felt we knew something. So it's forever the transformation of letting go of concepts to make way for something else. Because if you, even a moment ago, there's a good chance that you had something where you think that's not possible, or I can't do that. And as you move into your integrated self, you realize that letting go of those thought restrictions and allowing the constant flow in existence really does help you, one, to breathe a lot deeper and a lot more smoothly and at ease within self. It also brings a sensitivity of self-care, self-love and wonderment and joy back into your cellular structure. It also allows your cells to actually create new cells based on a different paradigm. Therefore, your perception will become your world and a transformational in that world, which means you always know that you can change your world through your own perception. And that is what manifests. That's what you create through a different understanding of how you create your thoughts and so on. So that's another area we were going to be addressing in the podcast coming up in 2021. We're also going to be working on a film, and this is one of the most exciting projects that I'm personally really thrilled about. Having come from a rainforest and birthing out of that rainforest and growing and expanding in the understanding of how every particle, every cell that resonates within a physical form runs through this particular body. You know, when you can feel the circulatory system of a tree or a plant run through the veins of this physical form that's speaking out outwardly to you and through this podcast, and you can feel the energy through that. And also, you know, we're working on this, the bee project that we told you that was instigated by one singular drone. You know, and drones, as you know, don't live very long in the way that people perceive life. In truth, it's an eternal energy, so therefore it just moves from one of its forms to another form, just like we all do, even if we're not aware of it. So that communication doesn't stop just because the drone has ended in one type of form. The energy and the message that it conveyed simply transferred into another drone, and so it goes on. And the communication in a symbiosis within a community of bees is absolutely sound. It's pure sattvic. And the way they communicate and the way the flowers communicate and draw the bees to them to cross-pollinate and feed off is really, really it's exciting, but it's also good for the soul, good for the human form. Because once you let go of your limitations of how conscious nature really is, and really it's one of the most primordial entities on earth, it is consciously creating and connecting without the interference of minuscule thoughts. In other words, thoughts that are constantly created through limitation. It is so in tune with the presence itself. It understands how to grow a limb, you know, when it's being let go of. It understands that once its life cycle, maybe like an octopus in some cases, is a year's life cycle after it procreates. You know, it absolutely loves and accepts that it's going to a different form, from one form to another form, and it can let go of that original form because it knows very consciously that it's effortlessly moving in its vital life force and partaking in another form as a different entity. And so we'll be doing and working on a film over the next few years and bringing that to manifestation. That'll be really interesting because we're using many, many multimedia platforms to bring that to light. So that's exciting, as I am also upskilling in some of those platforms. There is more to come regarding our videos. We'll be starting to do more videos, more podcasts here in Anchor and also in our Patreon community. And then beyond that, we'll also be starting to get out and about and working with small groups in design and construction, working with other people who have those skills and those people who are still remembering and learning more skills of how to construct their abode or their dwelling, and then how they then want to connect and become the earth in a harmonic resonance. So that's a project there. It is ongoing. We've been working on that for the last few years, and we'll be diving so much deeper into that understanding and taking the action steps. Early January, we will be embarking on that in the project down in the Riverina and also somewhere on the coast at a much later date. So the other thing we wanted to share is that because we're a collaborative entity, in other words, there's different resonances through different sound waves that come through, you'll start to notice in some of our podcasts that the tones begin to change. It's very much within a quantum field because there's not one physical person. There's one form, it appears to be one form, but many, many sound waves that carry many, many different tonal frequencies, therefore the tone of what is used will come through as different entities. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about that because people often say, you know, is that called channeling? Is that called... So we would not choose to use that word because it indicates that there is an entity taking into this body and moving the other entity out, or, you know, it's always been a tricky thing for people to really understand. But for us, it's simply... As a collaborative entity with many, many life forms and many, many frequencies, there is simply an elevation in a frequency that will heighten the awareness to be able to articulate in such a way, bring a different tonal response, whilst another one will then come in, and so it goes on. So in the future podcast, you'll notice very subtle, in some cases very subtle, tonal accents that come through, and also a very each of those frequencies will bring a different understanding of the isness, you know, all that is, or source energy, whatever you want to call it. There'll be different elements of understanding that come into play because there's billions of people in the world, and for those people who find us here in Simply Blooming and Budai, you know, you're drawn to something when you're ready to be a participant or a listener or observer, and then obviously formulate your own journey from wherever you're coming from in your own unique wonderment. And in that, more and more frequencies keep coming in and then sharing and then moving on and then flowing back through and then moving on and flowing back through because it's an ebb and flow cycle. And then that keeps shifting and elevating and oscillating the whole time. So you'll start to notice different types of information, different ways to articulate information. And some of you who are very, very clairaudient will start to hear some of those directly beyond the audio that we're recording through, and you'll also have like a, not an echo, but that feeling of an echo as your internal resonance and being is articulating directly through your physical forms out there. So that's really exciting. We're so excited to join in that. And from that, we will also probably be sharing and talking with you directly wherever you are in the world, because energetically, we're all connected anyway. And as we transcend and as we transform, let go, and then flow with our infinite streams. So that's a quick share we wanted to share coming up into the end of 2020 and moving into 2021, letting you know what's coming up. It's been a little while since we've posted anything on through our Anchor platform, but also to give you the heads up and heads down as well for the changes that we too are emanating and the projects that we'll be talking a lot about, but also sharing the joys of so many there of people out there that are stepping off a treadmill to self-realize their dreams, how they've manifested it, and how they're moving this time forward. And also the realization that so many more people are stepping out of their fear constructs and coming into their empowered self. It's one of the most exciting times to be present on Gaia and within Gaia and as Gaia. And also the opportunity to share all those stories, because for all of those people who aren't quite ready to take that step out of that zone and step into your own uniqueness and share that out widely. Maybe it's because you're not sure. Maybe there's a lot of fear still happening. Maybe because there's a dogma that's holding you in that you're struggling to let go. For whatever reason, sometimes when you hear different stories around the world of people of all walks of life, or all expressions and experiences in their journey, and there's vast shifts in all of that, you know, around the world. We had the good fortune to watch this beautiful story of a young group of people, and for us, everyone is young, you know, with trillions of years consciously, and you know, and they were creating these beautiful dwellings for people that were living very, very rough. And it was so wonderful to be able to, they were using a 3D printer, and it was so wonderful to see the logistics, how they navigated, the tears of joy as these dwellings were erected, the tears of joy of these people then being able to move in, and the hope given to the other 50 families that are yet and waiting for their new dwelling to be erected by this 3D printer. So people coming together create a very, very powerful movement, and it's exciting. And so the more we love to share that and give greater access to for people who maybe haven't been able to find that or tap into it or don't have that connection with anyone at the moment, then it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to share all those joys that people are out there who have taken a step outside their comfort level because something has drawn them to projects that have encouraged them through the highs and the lows, the ups and downs, the sense of feeling that how overwhelming, how am I going to get through this, you know, all those feelings that come up when we're treading new paths and trying new things and not being afraid to having something not work, simply working out how to move around that, because in our world, there's no such thing as failure. There's simply just different experiences. And in that, we can only grow, blossom, and bloom. So thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and busy schedules and nanoseconds to listen to this podcast. We're super excited to download more in the coming year ahead and share the different changes that we're going through, the different transformations and actioning of beautiful projects that other people globally are getting on board with. We'll go deep diving into the Muladhara, where people are able to clearly focus their presence within their presence and manifest all their desires. And often that means coming together with like-minded beings and recognizing that everything is possible when we come together as a collective and as a collaborative energy. So namaste. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to catching you in our next podcast.